Close your mind, close your eyes, see with your heart.
You're listening to TV Madness with your host, Makeisha Madden-Toby, and I am really excited about today's show. We're talking to Howard Gordon. He is one of the creators behind Showtime's Golden Globe-winning series, Homeland. They just won a Golden Globe. And he's also an executive producer, one of the executive producers who helped bring 24 to the air, as well as The X-Files. And you can also look out for the new NBC show, hopefully sooner than later, Awake, which NBC hasn't given a date, but we'll talk to him about that as well. And he's also written a book called Hard Target, which is the second in the series of Gideon Davis books. Great book, great read. Pick it up, $25.99, and it's from Touchstone, and it's available in stores. Welcome to the show, Howard Gordon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing the show. So congratulations, like I said, on the Golden Globe win. And did you know going in that Homeland would be this big of a hit?
Oh, man, not even close. This has been, you know, beyond even my wildest, most optimistic expectations. We, you know, having come off of 24, I had resigned myself, frankly, to like, all right, I had my, you know, my big one. I should, you know, enjoy it and just recognize that, you know, hope to just do good work.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the response has been overwhelming to Alex and me. So it's been very gratifying.
Now, how does it work? It's a Showtime show, but Fox is also a producer on the
show?
Yeah,
it's actually the first time they've ever done a deal with us. So it was actually a testament to, I think, you know, I've been at the studio now for almost, since X-Files, for over 20 years. And
that's awesome.
They really bent over backwards to figure out a way to make a business model work for both Showtime and for 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful to Dana Walden and Gary Numan.
Yeah, I didn't really notice that until during the Golden Globes when Claire Danes, you know, gave her acceptance speech and she thanked Showtime and Fox. And I thought, Showtime and Fox?
Yeah, generally Showtime develops and produces all their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So basically Fox owns the DVD and the foreign rights in exchange, and Showtime, and they sort of split the cost of the show.
Nice. Now, Carrie Matheson, she's a complicated character, and it feels like she's more, and not to compare your shows, because this is not 24, and I think people know that if they've watched both, but she seems like more of a Chloe O'Brien character than Jack Bauer.
It's interesting. I never thought of it, but she's that's probably, I guess if Chloe and Jack had a baby, it might be Carrie Matheson.
Exactly. And it's so difficult sometimes to, like, root for her, whereas, I don't know, it felt like it was easier to root for Jack Bauer. Is that sort of the joy of having a cable character and, mm-hmm. and sort of...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, both Brody and Carrie are characters who, you know, by turns you're rooting for them and relating to them, and then you're scared of them or repulsed by them.
I mean, right.
And it was certainly a concern, but I guess one of the, like you say, Showtime let us lean into it and just said, you know, our audience has patience and we trust it. I mean, not that you want to make a character, you know, repugnant by
right.
any means, but
right.
but you know, people are imperfect, and highlighting some of those imperfections, particularly in a character like Carrie, who, you know, again, is sort of, we always know that her intentions are good and she really means to, she's got a very heroic job and she sacrificed everything for it, but it's come at a price.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because we were talking about this, and the stuff that makes her good at being an analyst is the stuff that makes her horrible
in real life.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Exactly. It's sort of like copy editors in journalism. Like,
right.
They're great in that capacity, and you want them to, you know, catch every mistake, but then in real life, you're like, okay, can
I
you
I don't
not...
want to spend much time with them.
No,
yeah.
No, never. Was Claire Danes your first choice?
She was... our first and only choice.
Wow.
We Alex and I had, you know, started conceiving this character, and Temple Grandin had just come out or just on HBO when we were beginning to write the pilot, and we saw it and we just said, this is Claire Danes. This is for Claire Danes. And we actually called the character Claire for the longest time until, and this is before we even knew she was available or interested
oh, wow.
in TV. So this is just for our purposes, we pictured her in this part. And so, the fact that it turned out the way it did is all part of, the great story that the show has been for us.
I know, it's amazing because it was funny. I was just talking to somebody and I was saying, I remember last year she came backstage for Golden Globes and she was saying, oh, I'm going to be on this Showtime show, Homeland. And everybody's like, oh, okay, that's nice. And not realizing it was going to be right. As amazing as it is. Here's a clip from the show we're going to play right quick.
25th, 1983, Houston, Texas. Father's Owen Robert Morgan, mother's Abigail Sarah Lifelighter. Raker, vice president. You ever work in the Middle East?
Saudi Arabia, 1991 to 96. Looks like he's a pretty big deal in the oil business.
Okay. So we've got a rich American girl living in Saudi Arabia for 5 years between the ages of 8 and 13. When did Faisal leave Saudi Arabia to study in the States?
1995.
So they overlap by 4 years. What happened, Eileen? What did you see?
I love it. I love how her mind works, and you get a chance to see that, the good
and
the bad.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny you're saying, I was just going to say the same thing. I said, wow, even... You can hear it, but
you can hear it.
I think it's better when you see it.
You see her face, everything. That's why she won, and I think she'll win more awards for that. But enough about Homeland, as much as I could talk about that all day long. Let's talk about Awake, because a lot of critics are excited about this pilot. We've only seen the first one. Has NBC given you any indication of when this show is going to?
They have, Bob Greenblatt, who runs NBC, and said basically, we are waiting for... There are a couple possibilities. One is if one of the shows this spring don't work out, I think they'll take us out. But I think one of the things he's been very mindful of is it's obviously been very challenging on that, and particularly on that network, to launch a show. And I think they feel very good about the show, and they want to make sure that it gets the right promotion and the right platform.
Right.
And I believe their enthusiasm is remains very high for the show. Recently at the TCAs, like you said, there was a lot of excitement about it. So I don't know when. And, in the meantime, we're just producing as many. We're almost done, in fact.
How many episodes?
13.
Okay. In case people haven't heard of it, it's a show called Awake. It stars Jason Isaacs, who, of course, most people know from Brotherhood. And he plays a detective who has gotten into a car accident with his wife and his son. In one reality, his son has died. In the other one, his wife has died. And he doesn't know which one is the dream world and which one is the real world, and we kind of go back and forth. And is that pretty accurate in terms of the description?
That's pretty accurate, and he's a cop who basically sees details and clues in each world
that informs his
ability to solve crimes in the other. So,
great cast, great premise. Hopefully people will tune in whenever NBC decides to.
Yes.
Here. Now let's talk about the book, Hard Target. Gideon Davis, complicated leading man. You think you'd ever do a show on it? Are you just hoping people will read the book? What's
going on? The great pleasure of this was actually just writing it and not worrying about, most authors who want to get their books adapted for movies and TV. I do that. That's my day job. So I was very, very happy to have just me and the page and my editor and the audience, the reader. So no designs to turn it into a movie. Some people have talked about it, and I wouldn't be adverse to it, but it wasn't the idea. And Gideon was an interesting character because it's really about two brothers. It's about Gideon Davis and his brother,
right.
Tillman, and Gideon is this guy who...
he's become a professor, right?
You didn't read in the first book, you see that he's basically spent his life negotiating very difficult conflicts across the globe as a special presidential emissary. So he's kind of a talker. He's a guy who engages, goes to far-flung places, and settles disputes peaceably. And he's kind of and behind it is this real strong belief in, nonviolence and in engagement. And the first book is really about his testing that premise. And it's based on an old tragedy in his life where his father killed his mother and then killed himself. And so it really kind of is where he lost his taste for guns, and he happens to be a pretty tough guy constitutionally. So when it comes time to, to picking up a gun, he's pretty good at it. But he has a brother who sort of has the opposite side of the political spectrum and the behavioral spectrum. He's a guy who is a special forces soldier who has done some pretty unsavory things. And in the first book, Gideon is dispatched to bring his brother home, And so it really is about these two. It's about brothers, and it's about...
And the second book is about Tillman's redemption, right?
And yeah, it's about Tillman's redemption and also about Gideon's. I mean, at the end of the first book, both of them were kind of marginalized, and, you know, despite the fact that they've been of great service to this country for various reasons, they're both put on the sidelines. And Gideon identifies a threat, a domestic terror threat, by a homegrown militia person. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Don't give too much away, right?
But I don't know how I would quite describe him, except that he's a sole actor who, with a small group of people, a small conspiracy, intends to do harm to the State of the Union address and take down the government for his own reasons. And Gideon identifies this threat, but nobody believes him. Mm-hmm. And he and his brother kind of get together to stop this threat and save the government that has basically cast them both out.
Yeah. Well, fascinating page turner. And also through that character, the father and son theme worked, I thought, was fantastic, too. And I hope people buy it. So make sure you guys pick it up. Hard Target is part of the Gideon Davis book series. Cannot thank you enough, Howard, for doing the show.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on.
Yes, thank you so much. Good, best of luck, and again, congratulations on Homeland.
Thanks again.
Well, that was our show. That was TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. Thanks for listening. We also have to thank again Howard Gordon, our guest, executive producer behind Homeland, one of the creators, as well as the author of Hard Target. Want to thank Patrick, an amazing, amazing man, and the engineer behind the show. NPR West, Bottle Box Wine, Record Surplus. Check out RecordSurplusLA.com. Thanks for listening.